Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. A trial over Tennessee's near-total abortion ban is set to begin in less than a week. The judge already agreed with the state that the law does not violate patients' rights to equal protection, but the case will consider whether Tennessee's law infringes on patients' right to life, because challengers say it can prevent them from receiving life-saving care. The law includes a clause permitting the procedure when medically necessary. Doctors claim the language is unconstitutionally vague. That claim will also be considered. Tennesseans will soon have to prove citizenship if they want to work as a nurse, electrician, or in any other job that requires a license. The state house has passed a measure in coordination with the White House's immigration agenda that will ban undocumented people from holding professional licenses. Democrats in both chambers yesterday had the same question.
Where did this legislation come from?
Did this bill come from anyone in particular? Did you hear instances of people who are undocumented having licenses? Or where did this bill come from, the impetus of it?
Seems like it is legislation seeking a problem that doesn't actually exist right now.
While Republicans have been open with media about the legislative package's ties to Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller and the Trump administration, Republican sponsors Mark Cochran and Paul Bailey didn't name names.
People of Tennessee have demanded protection, and so the Republican caucus have decided to provide that.
There's been multiple other states here in the U.S. that are passing legislations to make sure that those that are seeking a license are duly qualified as U.S. citizens or aliens.
Bailey is referencing Oklahoma, another state that has been open about passing legislation in coordination with the White House. The bill now heads to the governor for his signature. A major airline is committed to building a new lounge at Nashville's airport, and from the looks of it, another wants to. American Airlines announced it's building a 17,400-square-foot Admiral Lounge at BNA. That'll be in Concourse A, which is closed for remodel construction until 2028. The Nashville Business Journal reports another airline, Southwest, plans to add a $53 million premium lounge to Concourse D. Southwest accounts for more than half of BNA's yearly passenger traffic. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.